At Washington's two state-run psychiatric hospitals, there are developmentally disabled patients who are ready for discharge, but they are stuck in the hospital because of a lack of community-based placement options. Advocates say it's another example of a crisis in developmental disability services in Washington. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins reports.
In January of this year, Carolyn Gannat took her son Alan to the emergency room because he was unable to go to the bathroom. Alan is 30 years old, autistic, and mostly nonverbal. But when it was time for Alan to get out of the hospital, Gannat and her husband said they couldn't take him back.
It feels really horrible to say you can't take your own son back home. It's a horrible feeling. But if you can't provide the care that he needs, what's the point, you know?
For months, the Gannats had been trying to care for Alan at their home, ever since his in-home provider had dropped him as a client. But Alan requires around-the-clock care and supervision, and it was more than they could handle. The state didn't have any options for him either, so Alan remained at St. Peter's Hospital in Olympia. The longer he was there, the more agitated he got.
He was going around climbing on furniture and taking the ceiling tiles down.
He flooded his room and even escaped the hospital. Eventually, a mental health evaluator was called in, and Alan was found to meet the criteria for involuntary psychiatric treatment. He was court-ordered to Western State Hospital. It took a while, but in April, Alan was finally admitted to a special unit at Western State called the Habilitative Mental Health Treatment Program, or HMH. It's designed specifically for people with developmental disabilities who have specialized treatment needs.
For the first couple of months, he kept telling us, "Mum, Mummy, go home, Mummy, go home." It broke my heart.
But over time, Gannat says Alan settled into a routine and his behaviors calmed down. Several weeks ago, Gannat says Alan's caseworker told her he was ready for discharge. But as before, there's nowhere for him to go.
He is stuck there until a house comes open.
Alan is not alone. 10 patients in the HMH unit at Western State Hospital are ready to discharge. That's a third of the unit's patients. Another 3 patients are waiting to leave the HMH at Eastern State Hospital. This is having a ripple effect. Patients who need an HMH bed can't get in. DSHS says the HMH units at Western and Eastern State Hospitals have a combined wait list of 19 people.
It's important that individuals don't stay in the hospital any longer than they need to.
That's Evelyn Perez, who oversees the state's Developmental Disabilities Administration. She says the current state budget includes funding for 24 state-operated beds to serve patients like Alan coming out of the state's psychiatric hospitals. But she also cautions those beds won't come online overnight.
We have to have housing, we have to hire staff, we have to train staff, and all of that takes time.
The state of Washington has struggled in recent years to serve developmentally disabled clients in the community, especially complex clients like Alan with behavior issues. Betty Sweeterman is the state's developmental disabilities ombudsman. She says the lack of services is resulting in more people like Alan ending up in the hospital.
You know, if the system was working appropriately, then people would get the services that they need in the community to avoid the crisis.
And if someone is in crisis, she says,
there would be services that would be able to help them manage that crisis in their own home, in their own community, where they wouldn't have to be hospitalized.
Next summer, a report is due to the governor and state lawmakers with recommendations for improving services to individuals with developmental disabilities and behavioral health needs. In the meantime, Carolyn Gannat wonders what will happen to her son.
I wish that I could change things just with a wave of a wand, but I'm not Harry Potter, unfortunately.
Gannat says she's not asking for that much for her son.
Him to be happy and to have what he wants, which is his computer, and access to Dairy Queen once in a while for an ice cream, or go and see a petting zoo.
But Gannat says she was recently told it could be next year before there's a place for Alan outside of Western State Hospital. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.